Finding the sweet spot. How to maximize your pickleball paddle. Performance by pickleballcontrol.com. Hit the sweet spot, own the court. Hit the sweet spot on your paddle every time, and you'll get cleaner hits, way better control, and shots that actually stay consistent. What is the sweet spot in pickleball? The spot on the paddle where you get the best hit. The sweet spot is the part of your paddle, usually right in the middle, that gives you the cleanest and most controlled shots with almost no vibration. When you hit the ball there, you get the most power, the least shock, and way better accuracy. It's basically the best part of your paddle to hit from. Why the sweet spot matters. Tiny tweak, huge payoff. Cuts down on those annoying mishits and the buzzy vibrations. Boosts how accurate and controlled your shots are. Helps you stay steady when the game gets super quick, like during fast volleys and resets. Makes it easier to feel the ball when you're hitting dinks, drops, and drives. How to find the sweet spot. Find it first, then lean on it. Bounce test. Drop the ball in different spots of your paddle and pay attention to the sound and feel. The place where it feels the most solid and sounds the clearest is the sweet spot. Practice rallying. When you're just rallying, pay attention to the shots that feel the best. Those are probably coming from the sweet spot. Use a sticker or mark. Grab a sticker or just make a little dot. Stick it right in the middle of your paddle so you've got a quick visual target while you're doing drills. On most paddles, the sweet spot is right in the middle, side to side, and just a bit higher than halfway up. How to consistently hit the sweet spot. Get your muscles used to the moves and keep your body lined upright. Keep your eyes on the ball until you actually hit it. Don't look away too soon. Keep your balance and stay in control, especially when the volleys get fast or you're resetting the point real quick. Keep your swing short and tight so you don't get thrown off when the rally speeds up. When you drill, go in with a plan and try to hit the middle of the paddle every single time. After a while, if you keep your mechanics the same every time, you'll start nailing the sweet spot without even thinking about it. Common mistake number one, hitting off center. Number one, shots that don't hit the sweet spot and end up weak and hard to aim. When you hit the ball off center, near the edge or the tip of the paddle, it makes the paddle vibrate and your shot ends up weak. When you're warming up or doing drills, just zero in on one thing, where your paddle meets the ball. Forget about smashing it as hard as you can, just make sure you're hitting the right spot. Common mistake number two, overreaching or off-balance shots. How you stand or sit totally changes how accurate your paddle stroke is. When you're diving for the ball or swinging while you're off balance, you usually end up hitting it with the edge of your racket. Just move your feet to line up the shot, bend your knees, keep your balance, and stay right over the ball before you swing. Drill ideas to master the sweet spot. Train your contact like a pro. Wall rally drill. Hit 100 shots against a wall, focusing only on centered contact. Drop and hit drill. Drop the ball, then hit it cleanly with no backswing. Feel the paddle's center. Partner control drill. Rally slowly with a partner, aiming to hit only the sweet spot. Reduce power, increase precision. Marker drill. Place a dot sticker on your paddle's center and try to contact the ball there consistently